Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Coach Baseball Right podcast. I'm your host and founder of Coach Baseball Right, Steve Nicolarat. Join us as we go inside, outside, and all around baseball, discussing how to coach baseball the right way. Before we dive into today's episode, I want to thank all of you who have already subscribed to the Coach Baseball Right podcast. We truly appreciate your support. If you haven't subscribed yet, we'd love for you to join us by subscribing to our podcast. You can find the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you like to listen. Every episode, along with all of our coaching and administrator resources, is available on our website, CoachBaseballRight.com. We launched Coach Baseball Right back in 2008 to create a go-to resource for organization and league administrators, club and team coaches, and families to help create and transform better, more meaningful baseball experiences for their kids. Hey, today's podcast is about that dreaded car ride home with your child after a rough game. Now, I don't want to talk about the ride home if you're upset with the coach, and I don't want to talk about the ride home after something great happened. I'm talking about specifically the ride home when your child had had a performance that wasn't up to his best. So, I have a little story I'd like to start with. About 2 weeks ago, I was coaching my grandson's team, and he wasn't pitching as well as he normally does, and I had to take him out of the game. And as I was walking out there to take him out, I wanted to make sure that I did a much better job than I had done in a similar circumstance 30 years earlier with his dad. And in that situation, I remember taking his dad out of the game pitching, and I was a very young coach then, and I was kind of disappointed in my son, and I was embarrassed a little bit as the head coach of a high school team that his kid didn't perform well. Very selfish on my part, by the way. And I thought, hey, when my son came back to the dugout, what he really wanted was somebody that understood that he had a rough game and he just wanted to be encouraged. He wanted to know that he was cared for. And what I did is I tried to teach him lessons about how to pitch better. It just wasn't good. So what happened here is I was relating this story, okay, about a year ago at a clinic in North Carolina, and one of the dads raised his hand, and he wanted to tell kind of a similar story. And what happened to him was very similar. His kid didn't perform well. It was the car ride home, and the dad wanted to use the experience of frustration that the kid had. He wanted to use this experience to help the kid become better, become a better player. Maybe the kid didn't cover first base, or maybe he threw to the wrong base. The kid made some baseball mistake, and the dad wanted to help him. And he thought doing it on the way home would be great. Now, what happened to this dad was that the child became increasingly quiet. And after a little bit of time, tears began to flow. And when the dad got home, the dad and the mom got into a little bit of an argument or disagreement on how the situation was handled. So in this podcast today, I want to specifically talk about that car ride home after a tough game. So here are some suggestions that I would make. First of all, I think a dad or a mom needs to simply be there and be supportive. How do you do that? Well, it's in that first sentence or two, what you say to your kid. Like here's a simple thing that might help. You say something like, "Hey, Johnny, I know things didn't go as you would have liked today, but you hung in there real well, you kept hustling, and I'm proud of you." So now what you've done is you've changed maybe a little bit about how the kid's feeling. And you're also building a little bit of trust that you're not going to be using the time to simply lecture on what he can be doing better, but you're there to help him, to care for him. So you want to be there and you want to be supportive. The other thing I would suggest under this topic here as far as being there and supportive is be aware of the expression on your face and the tone of your voice. You want to speak from your heart in that loving way, showing your child that you understand where he's at that moment. It's really an important thing. So be there and be supportive. The second suggestion I would have is listen. Just listen and see where your kid wants to go. You know, he actually may get into the car and want to ask you something about that game or some specific event that took place. And that's okay. And I would try to answer that question or help it. But even in that situation, I would really keep it simple and I would save all the details for another time. The other thing that can happen is your kid comes into the car and he is extremely quiet and he doesn't want to talk about his tough game. In that case, my suggestion is don't talk about the game. Go get an ice cream and talk about something else. Talk about the professional team in your area. Talk about something going on at school. Talk about something that he enjoys doing outside of this sport. And of course, if that's the route you take, what you'll have to do is wait a day or two before you can get into the baseball stuff, the things that you may want to talk about that could help him become a better player. The other thing I want you to consider is to praise the effort that your son or daughter gave, not the result. Find something that your kid did that was okay in that game. And maybe the kid was hustling real hard. He just made a kind of a silly play. Maybe the kid, after he made the poor play, you saw him cheering on his teammates or being very supportive. Maybe you noticed that his attitude was outstanding even when things went sour for him. Praise his effort, but not the result. I remember when I used to coach my high school team, I used to always remind them, I said, hey, we can't control the outcome of a game, but we certainly can control our preparation, our effort, and our attitudes. So praise the effort and not the result. Now, these are just a few simple points that you can do, you can employ right after the game, and then you can save your discussion, your baseball discussion, for maybe another day. Now, I want to talk about that other day just for a second. I know you're going to get into talking about baseball stuff, whatever went wrong from a baseball perspective, you're going to be talking about it, and that's awesome. But you can also talk about a couple other things that I would ask you to consider. Number one, somehow in your conversation, you need to talk about failure or risk. And when you play a sport, risk or failure is part of the journey. It's going to happen. The question isn't how do you avoid it. The question is, what do you do when it happens to you? How do you get up? And this is really important because this is the basis of those life lessons that kids can learn. There are so many life lessons that can be learned through sport, and this is where it takes place. So I want you to consider putting that into your discussion. Managing failure, managing risk, seeing it as an opportunity for growth, and being able to teach important life lessons through it. You may even want to find a professional athlete in your area that recently has struggled, and maybe there was an article about how he is responding to that difficult situation. Maybe a professional athlete that's been benched, like in hockey, maybe a guy a scratch, a healthy scratch. Well, that's not real good in terms of that guy, but how does that guy respond? How does the player respond to being a healthy scratch? You can point this out to your kid and see if we can gain something from the failure or the risk of failure that he's experiencing. Let's take a quick break to tell you about two powerful ways to transform your organization's youth baseball experience. First up, the Start Baseball Right Youth Program. It's a fresh, much-needed alternative to the outdated T-ball model. This program makes it easier to recruit and train parent coaches while giving young players a fun, structured introduction to the game that gets them coming back year after year. And if you're looking to elevate your entire club or organization, check out Coach Baseball Right's Organization Pro Membership, our exclusive, all-in-one coaching curriculum. Giving everyone, all administrators, all coaches, all players, and even parents, access and support to the best coaching curriculum available anywhere. Whether you're just starting out or looking to take your program to the next level, Coach Baseball Right has you covered. Visit CoachBaseballWrite.com to learn more about both programs and see how they can transform your kids' season. Another area I would want you to think about, again, this is like the day after, is trying to improve their self-talk. We all have self-talk. And what we want to do is just try to improve theirs. Like, here's maybe what my grandson might have been saying after I took him out. You know, he might have been thinking, hey, I'm not a good pitcher. Well, instead, what you want to do is talk to him about that and say, hey, why don't you say something like that, like this. That was a rough game, but I pitched well before, and I know I'm going to pitch well again. And now what you've done is you've changed the self-talk from completely negative to something that acknowledges the difficulty but provides opportunity for success. And finally, I want to make sure that the car ride home and the day or two after that car ride home, guys, this is an opportunity for you to make sure you are developing that trust with your kid. The most important thing really isn't being a better baseball player. The important thing here is for you to take advantage of the opportunity that's presented to you, okay, when your son or daughter needs this kind of support. So I would ask you to consider that. And also, please remind the kids that baseball does not define who you are. All right? You're defined who you are by how you do what you do, not by playing the sport. So just because you're a fine player or a mediocre player, that doesn't define what kind of guy you are. And we need to sell that to the kids. You want to tell your kids that you simply enjoy being with them and you enjoy watching them play, no matter what the outcome is. Okay, well, we've covered quite a bit of things there. And I guess to summarize, here's a couple ideas here just to remember in short. Be supportive. Listen, let the child direct the conversation. If he does want to talk about it, just remember to keep it quick and simple, and praise their effort. And then maybe a day or two later, okay, you can try to normalize failure in terms of teaching the kids that risk and sport, they kind of go hand in hand. And when there is failure, there's opportunity for growth and improve their self-talk. So I hope this has been type of podcast that you find beneficial. I would really love to hear from you guys, your suggestions, your stories, how you handle the car ride home, what's worked for you and maybe what hasn't worked for you. And please remember, you can contact me through our website at CoachBaseballWrite.com. I do want to mention there are some really good folks out there that can help all of us when it comes to emotional attunement. Andrew Huberman has a wonderful podcast. Dr. Nicole LaPara and a gentleman by the name of Rich Roll. These are all folks that do wonderful work when it comes to these kinds of situation and emotional attunement. I also want to remind everybody to please check out our earlier podcast. Just to name a few, Tony Vitello, the head baseball coach at the University of Tennessee. Sue Inquist, the former head softball coach at UCLA and founder of One Softball. And Jerry Davis, former Major League umpire, and many, many more. There are some wonderful podcasts that we have for you. Check them out, and I'm sure you'll enjoy them. In our upcoming podcast, we're going to discuss the following ideas. Dealing with umpires, difficult coaches. On the other hand, the flip side for coaches, difficult parents, playing time issues, and much, much more. Well, anyway, that will wrap things up for now. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for listening. If you found today's episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with others in your baseball community. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, reach out to us at CoachBaseballWrite.com, and while you're there, check out our coaching and administrator resources. See you next time.